The New Patriotic Party NPP will vet aspirants for national office positions tomorrow, 12 February and Thursday 13th at the party's national headquarters in Accra. The Director of Elections and Secretary to the Vetting Committee, Martin Mensah Kosa, briefs Radio Ghana on the details of the vetting.
But the vetting is slated for tomorrow and Thursday. We'll be vetting tomorrow four positions and same on Thursday. Four positions. Positions that will be vetted tomorrow are the youth organizer position, women organizer, national organizer, and then Nasara coordinator. On Thursday, we'll be vetting the treasurer, general secretary, vice chairperson, and then the chairman position. So all the 44 would be vetted according to these groupings. After Thursday, we then would be putting the results out if all goes well tomorrow and tomorrow's mess. The results should be out on Thursday, 14th of February 2014. And then these candidates who are successful will now be fully in place as candidates and are empowered to go crisscrossing the country to campus for both.
And Mr. Kosa, where exactly is this vetting going to take place?
The vetting would be at the NPP headquarters, precisely the conference room, and the time is 9 a.m. for each day.
Any other thing to add, you know, for education purpose or information?
Oh, nothing much for now, except that the issues will be generated as the persons appear before us for the vet.
Martin Kosa is the Director of Elections and Secretary to the Vetting Committee of the NPP.
And still on the NPP, one of the three candidates vying for the NPP National Women's Organizer position, an incumbent National Women's Organizer, Madam Otiku Efise-Jaba, says she will ensure that the party increases its support base among women in NDC strongholds if she is re-elected. She said the 2016 election promises to be tough, and the NPP needs experienced people as executives in order to win the polls. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Madam Jaba called on delegates to elect hardworking people for the good of the NPP and Ghana. She spoke to George Asikri.
The women's wing is a special tool for the New Patriotic Party to win elections. And we are all aware that in Ghana, the population of women is close to 52%. As their leader, it is important to harness the potential of these women so that we can harvest boost to create a dynamic tool for the party. For the past 4 years as a national women organizer, I was faced with a lot of challenges because in opposition, leadership is not easy at all. It is so wahala. But by God's grace, being a rural development practitioner, I was able to organize women's wing working committees. This was an initiative that I implemented, bringing former women organizers, former DCs, market women, professional women, former MPs, all various groups of women were part of this Women's Wing Working Committee. And they gave us advice, supported us to raise funds to work. We also created Girls Girls, that is, identifying younger girls between the ages of 18 and 40 who are more energetic to be able to come and support in the campaign activities. We're able to reach out to the kayaye, reach out to the disabled, formed prayer towers of women. These are all initiatives that I brought in to energize the women's wing.
Some people within the NPP believe that the incumbent crop of leaders who did not lead the NPP to victory should stay behind and give your experience to other people to run the affairs of the party. What do you think of that?
I disagree with them. Experience comes with time, and I have gained huge experience. I've been tried and tested. The type of challenges I've been through, and yet I've been able to initiate and implement these various activities. It's not the type of initiative that or the experience you should put away. At least, if I came in and I was a bit naive, I would say that now I'm level 400 in politics.
What should the NPP expect if you are elected next month?
They will be given God's blessing, because I did not just come into politics by accident. It is by grace. My whole life is a miracle. You know the type of election I went through before becoming women's organizer. I started as a candidate in Mole Bamboi in 2008. I'm a Mary, a Sarah, and an Esther, and a Deborah. I will bring that vim and passion into the women's wing, that as a development practitioner, we will be on the ground.
You heard an aspirant for the NPP National Women's Organizer slot, an incumbent National Women's Organizer, Otiku Efise-Jaba, talking to George Asikri.